Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, tune into, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I said show, but I really should be saying ministry because that's what this is. This is a worldwide ministry platform, and I'm still giving God the glory, honor, and praise for it. We've been coming to you all live almost 10 and a half years. Nobody but God did this, and I am so grateful to be a part of it. We are getting ready to go into prayer very shortly, but I want you all to know that I have a special guest on tonight for the first time. I'm so excited to have on Pastor Marcus Clark. He is the pastor of Love Fellowship Church, located in Topeka, Kansas. He will be sharing a testimony shortly, and also he will be delivering God's word. So as I always let my listeners know, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God as he gets ready to share a word from the Lord with us on tonight. We get ready to go into prayer. I am still asking for the prayers for my entire family, and it don't even seem like it's been a week has gone by so fast, but we were just down in Greensboro, North Carolina last Friday for the celebration of the homegoing of my Aunt Lily Mae King down in Greensboro, North Carolina. And at the same time, my cousin Alonzo Goree Sr., his homegoing celebration was going on here in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, on the same day. On last Friday. Also, we want to continue to pray for my Aunt Eola Hogue down in Marion, Alabama. As you all know, that we celebrated her husband, my Uncle Jeff's homegoing celebration on October the 7th. So we want to keep the King family, the Hogue family, and the Goree family in your prayers. Continue to keep my Uncle Malachi in your prayers and Aunt Eola Hogue. Listen, we also not only praying for my family, but we know that there's many others that have lost loved ones. We are still praying for the family of Trustee Lenore from Sonora Missionary Baptist Church. He made his heavenly transition. His home-going service will be coming up this coming Monday at the James H. Cole Funeral Home on West Grand Boulevard. All those that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not, keep those families lifted in your prayers. Also, those that are sick and afflicted, we want to continue to pray for those that are sick and afflicted. The Word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And guess what? God is a faithful promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, even on today. So we're going to go to God in prayer right now. Please touch and agree with me in prayer if you believe that prayer works. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children on tonight, touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we know that you are worthy to be praised. We come now in the name of Jesus asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest, Pastor Marcus Clark, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. And I just hear was only forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to all of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus and his Father, his sacrifice on the cross. We just love you. We adore you. We thank you that you love us in spite of ourselves. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you are moved by your spirit on tonight through your man of God that's going to share his testimony and he's going to deliver your word on this, over this worldwide ministry on tonight. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight that you will get the glory. We pray, Lord, that should there be any listeners that are not saved in the name of Jesus, whether they have dialed in by phone, whether they are listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if they are incarcerated behind prison bars, we pray that your word will go forth with power, that if someone that's not saved in Jesus' name will open their mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts, into their lives, and save them even on tonight, that you would get the glory, and that once they're saved, you will show them their God purpose that you have ordained for their lives that will give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Help us to decrease on tonight that you may increase. Continue to bless every listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, I want to say I am so grateful for this worldwide ministry platform. I'm going to give a shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. We are going to go to our spiritual food for thought. As you all know, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And this comes in the form of a question on tonight, and it's personal. Can God depend on you to help upbuild his kingdom? That's something for all of us to think about. Again, tonight, it's a question. Can God depend on you to help upbuild his kingdom? I do welcome all comments and feedback from our listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before I bring forth my guest on tonight, I have one announcement that I'm going to make. I don't normally do this, but I did let them know that I will promote their business. And every now and then I will promote a business on this worldwide platform. If you are living in the Michigan area, if you are in the Chicago area or Ohio area and you're going to be visiting Michigan anytime soon, all those of you that are living in Michigan, if you have never went to Nicola's restaurant, listen, you are in for a treat. If you have never been there, you need to go and check out this restaurant. It's a soul food restaurant. I went there last Sunday for the first time, and I'm still in awe about the amount of food for the price that you get. you must patronize this restaurant. Again, it's Nicola's Restaurant. The address is 25225 Telegraph Road. That's in Southfield, Michigan. If you want to give them a call in advance, the phone number is area code 248. Again, area code 248-355-4695. Again, that's Nicola's Restaurant, 25225 Telegraph Road in Southfield, Michigan. And also, we want to continue to pray for Maisha Doe. Her 26-year-old son passed away on last week. I don't know if they had his service or not, but we want to keep that young mother in your prayers. We are getting ready to go to my guest on tonight. Again, this is Pastor Marcus Clark. He is the pastor of Love Fellowship Church, which is, again, located in Topeka, Kansas. My guest for tonight, my first time, he's on for the first time. Pastor Marcus Clark, I am so excited that you took time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. If you don't mind, would you please share with me and the listeners a testimony, please?
Absolutely, Brother James. James Brown, Jr., thank you for having we're humbled by the invitation. Just love your spirit, man, and the work you're trying to do for the kingdom. Absolutely. Want to support the shout-out you gave to our friend and brother in the gospel, Pastor Mark Holloway, and shout-out to the Peace and Goodwill family. Also a salute to the Love Fellowship Church in Topeka, Kansas. Those folks partner with us and help us execute the ministry there. Man, my story is simple. I don't have a, you know, real robust story. I'm born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, third generation preacher and pastor, and even founder of a ministry. My grandfather pastored the New Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church, Mac Avenue, which now is pastored by his youngest son, my uncle Christopher David, and that's where my mom and dad's love story began. My dad was a teen preacher who heard my mom singing in the choir and fell in love with her, and they celebrated nearly 50 years of togetherness before she went on home to be with the Lord on this year. Back in March of this year, she left us, and now she is my sainted mother. Loved her dearly, and she loved us. So my wife and I have five children, four boys, one girl, and she is the daughter of a pastor as well out of the Bahamas, and went away to school in Nashville, the seminary, and that's where our little love story began, and we've been together for nearly 20 years now, building family and serving in ministry, and we just recently celebrated 20 and 10. 20 and 10 represents 20 years of preaching the gospel and 10 years of serving as a pastor. And we just rolled all that up into one and celebrated that on this year. And it was a wonderful celebration. And now here we are with you and the good folks here, and thankful to the Lord for the opportunity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love that. Listen, I know exactly where New Rising Star Baptist Church is located on Mac Avenue. Because it was right down the street from the St. James Baptist Church when I was when I first joined St. James Baptist Church on Mott Elliott and Pulford, under the late Reverend Charles H. Nix Jr. But listen, I want to say to you, thank you for sharing your testimony. And I do understand the loss when you lose a mother. No one knows what it's like to lose a mother if you never lost one. So my mother has gone on to be with the Lord almost 15 years now, but God bless your mother's memory and spirit as well as mine and all those that are mothers have gone on to be with the Lord, because their labor is not in vain, especially if they are saved in Jesus' name. And their love and their memories is always going to be cherished in our hearts. So they are gone physically from us, but they never really leave us. So we just thank God for you sharing your testimony on tonight with me and the listeners. And we thank God for what he's doing in your life, in the life of your family, the life of your ministry. And the best is to come to you, your wife and your family, your ministry, as long as you continue to stay faithful unto God. So we're going to go see our music break right now. And following the music break, we're going to come back And we're going to yield the mic to none other than my special guest on tonight, Pastor Marcus Clark. Again, he's from Topeka, Kansas. He will be delivering the word on tonight, and I pray and hope that all of you that have dialed in by phone, whether you're listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if you're incarcerated behind prison bars, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God. The word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to have your Bible so you can read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord as he speaks through his man of God through the Holy Spirit on tonight. I'm going to go to total praise once again on tonight for the music break. Enjoy. Yes, yes, yes. God deserves our total praise. Listen, I was just thinking that that song was being played. My family, within this year, well, November just came up, so we're in the brand new month of November. We really have lost four members of our family within a year. My brother-in-law in Massachusetts died of a heart attack, and so we were there with my sister in Massachusetts in last November. Then my Uncle Jeff in Alabama. Then my Aunt Eola, I'm sorry, my Aunt Lily Mae King down in Greensboro, North Carolina, and also my cousin Alonzo Gorey Sr. But you know what? Even through the midst of all of that, the losing of loved ones, when they're saved in Jesus' name, they're never lost. They're just not in our presence in the physical. But I just thank God for the ones in my family that was truly saved in Jesus' name. That's what gives me consolation. That's why I can still give God total praise Even after losing four members of my family within a year, God is still worthy to be praised. So right now, I'm so excited to bring my guest on. Pastor Marcus Clark, I want you to stay on the line after you deliver God's word. Please stay on the line because I will be opening up the phone line for my guests to dial in so they can speak with you. I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother James. Again, I just want to say thank you for thinking of us. We don't take it for granted. We count it a privilege and an honor anytime we're invited to share the gospel. As we just said earlier, it's been 20 years of sharing the gospel, and the fact that out of all that I've been through, I can still hear from heaven is something I don't take for granted. We're going to Mark chapter 5, and I'm going to begin reading right at verse 1 of Mark chapter 5. And if you don't mind, I just want to whisper a quick word of prayer. Father, I'm thankful and grateful for these, your sons and daughters, my brothers and sisters, who you've gathered on this line and in this space on tonight. God, what a privilege it is to put your word out to the nations. And so, God, we just ask that you breathe upon this word on tonight. Let it rest on the hearts of those it needs to take root and germinate, that it might bring forth good fruit. We pray, God, that you will not allow your word to return to you void. You will strengthen us, establish, and settle us. So we thank you and give you glory in advance because we believe by faith that it's already done. So thank you for Brother James and his platform and his generosity and willingness to share. Shower him with blessings now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Amen. We're going to Mark chapter 5. Let me get reading. Verse 1. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it simply says, "Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes, and when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me.' For he said to him, 'Come out of the man, unclean spirit.' And he asked, 'What is your name?' And he answered, saying, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, 'Send us to the swine, that we may enter them.' And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to the sea what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and then they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed, and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. When he had got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, 'Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has compassion on you.' And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. And all marvel." For the time that's ours to share, if I had to title this passage of scripture, I would title it, "A Change is Gonna Come." A change is gonna come. The late, great Sam Cooke, famous for a song he recorded that says, "I was born by the river in a little tent. And just like that river, I've been running ever since." been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die because I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. In Matthew chapter 5, beloved, we find in verse 1, they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes, and when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. If you're taking notes, the first point I would like for you to write down on tonight is that this man, it is difficult for the writers and the readers to separate what the man is from where the man is. It is difficult for us as readers, and it was difficult for them as writers and recorders to separate what you from where you are. And I need us to understand tonight that oftentimes our number one struggle is that we are identified by our location. That where you find yourself will identify what you are. That when you find yourself in precarious predicaments, when you find yourself in places that don't bring God glory, when you find yourself among the tombs, it's very likely that you have a tomb-like personality. You have a tomb-like spirit. Tombs are located in dark places. Tombs are not known to house children of light. A tomby place, a cemetery, a graveyard place. And I believe one of the first things we should do on tonight is begin to make sure we are conscious and intentional about our location. Where is God finding us? Where can he find us? Do we have what it takes to stay away from dark places? To stay away from dark places. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who made his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. Some people are out of control. One of the fruits of the spirit that doesn't get talked about enough is self-control. The Bible says that other people did everything they could to keep him under control, but the fruit of the spirit is self-control. How much discipline can you apply to your own life? What is it you can, how much trouble can you keep yourself out of? And please make sure you're connecting the dots tonight, that your location and your behaviors are all connected. That when you are in the wrong places, typically we're doing the wrong thing. It's difficult to be found doing the right things in the wrong places. If we can find ourselves in the right places doing the right things, then oftentimes that is where God gets the glory. Verse 4, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting his own self with stones. What is the revelation there, Pastor? Verse 5, the revelation, beloved, on tonight, is that oftentimes, if we're honest with ourselves and one another on tonight, some of the damage that has been done in our lives has been done by us. The Bible says that he's cutting his own self, that most of the self-inflicted harm, most of the damage that's being done to him, he did to him. This is where we get the prayer that says, Lord, hide me from the enemy, even if the enemy you hide is me. No one has done more harm to me in my lifetime than me. Yes, you may have enemies. Yes, you may have people who try to come against you, but the truth of the matter is no one has done more harm to you than you, and the sooner you can make you your number one problem, the easier it will be to fix it. Where do you get that from, Clark? Because anytime someone else is your problem, your principal problem, then you have to wait until they're available to fix it. But as soon as you can find a way to make you the problem, you got all day and night to work on you. Verse 6, when he says he was out acting a fool, that's really what you, that's really what you're looking at. Verses 1 through 5 are telling this man's testimony. Brother James just asked us to share your story. This man's story is told, verses 1 through 5, he was acting a fool. He was out of control. He was living it up. He was in all the wrong places, doing all the wrong things, doing damage to his own self. Verses 1 through 5, got it? But the Bible mm-hmm. says in verse 6, but when he saw Jesus, mm-hmm. when he saw Jesus. When you meet Jesus, yeah. you don't need to. Jesus is the change maker. And so we don't, yes, you don't need to get right before you come to him. That's not how that works. When people tell you, oh, I'm going to come to church with you as soon as I get right. No. Verse 6 tells us, while he's still yet in his foolish state, while he's still yet in his drunken state, while he's still yet in his altered state of mind, while he's still high on whatever substance he's high on, the Bible says, but when he saw Jesus,
yes.
he sobered up enough that he ran to him in worship. And if there's one thing that the Lord is looking for from each and every one of us tonight, is your worship. Your worship may not look like your neighbor's worship. Your worship may not look like your grandparents' worship, but just make sure that God receives what's due him out of your life.
Yes, Lord.
Make sure that God receives what is due unto him out of our lives. Verse 7, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. This is, forgive me, I'm not trying to be deep, but I hope I'm helping somebody tonight. This portion of the conversation is really a cosmic conversation happening in the earth realm. For those of you who don't understand nor believe that spirits are real, verse 7 is for you. That Jesus is in the flesh. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. But Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit all in one. And so the Spirit of Christ that's in Jesus, the man, is having a conversation with the spirit inside mm-hmm. the demoniac. The man mm-hmm. possessed by the demon has a spirit working on him. And the spirit that is working on him recognizes the Spirit of Christ in Jesus. Are you walking with me? And so he says, this war that's happening between us has been fought before the earth was even established. We must understand tonight, beloved, that there was that the reason why we are already victorious in Christ is because the end has already been written from the beginning. Clark, go yep. slow down. What Thank makes you, him Jesus. Alpha and Omega is that you cannot tell the end from the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So the end was already written from the beginning. He's already won the battle that you all are waiting to be fought, where Jesus becomes victorious and the kingdom wins. That battle has already been won. That story has already been written. That's why we don't need you to wait until the battle is over. Go ahead and shout yeah. now, because you've already been declared victorious.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Why we win. He won before earth and the world were formed. He already won. So he says, so this is a cosmic conversation happening in the earth realm, okay? And so in verse 8, he says, for he said to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. Then he asked him, tell me something. What's your name? What is your name? What is it that was prophesied over you at your birth? That is what your name means. Your name is given to you to live into. Your name is given to you to speak. Well, there is depth. There's meaning behind. Your name was a decision that was made, my God, today. People who went into prayer and fasting. There were people who thought and researched to find out what name goes with this child. And Jesus says to the demoniac, what is your name? And I say to my incarcerated brothers and sisters on tonight, what is your name? God is asking you, What is your name? Why is that important tonight, Pastor? Because God, your parents didn't name you felon. Your parents didn't name you convict. What is your name? What is it that God has for you? What is it that you've been assigned to do? What you need to get back to understanding your kingdom identity, who you are in Christ. What is your name, child of God? What is your name? What is your name? Head and not the above and lender and not borrower. What is your name, chosen generation? What is your name, royal priesthood? What is your name, holy? Your name, peculiar people.
Oh, yes.
We need to get back to walking in who God has called us to be. He says, what is your name? And the man answered and said, watch this. My name is Legion, for we are many. Anytime you got too many voices in your head, my God, today, we'll know it's a spirit working on you. One, he asked the individual, what is your name? And the spirit spoke up and said, our name is Legion, for we are many. Legion means there's 1,000 spirits working in this one man.
Lord Jesus.
You got 1,000 voices. You got 1,000 thoughts. And I want to speak this not to any individual, but I really want to speak to our society today, and more particularly the body of Christ. Beloved, hear me tonight. There are too many voices out here right now.
Mm-hmm.
All these different podcast philosophers and all these different people we're listening to, and nobody has a set man and woman of God that they sit under. It's just too many voices. You're listening to every rapper and entertainment and athlete and every wannabe billionaire and trillionaire. It's too many voices. And we need to get back to hearing what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine, don't miss this, verse 14. So the keepers of the swine, those who fed the swine, fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. And when they got there, let me go slow here. I'm trying to run all this together really quickly. When the man was being bound, when they kept tying him down, when they kept trying to put chains on him, when they kept trying to get control of him, what they were doing, it was a money making system. It's the whole thing about making money. They were tying him up and making a spectacle of him for people from the city to come see him act a fool. they were exploiting his strength. They were exploiting him so that others could come watch him and be entertained by his foolery. When Jesus delivered him and the spirits asked, well, can we just go into the swine? Lord, since we know we got to do what you say, instead of you casting us into utter darkness because that time hasn't come yet, will you just let us go into these swine? Jesus gives the spirits leave to go into the swine. The swine got sense enough. The pigs got sense enough not to live with foul spirits. I wish I had time to work on this tonight. The swine have sense enough not to live with foul spirits. And I'm going to sneak some marital counseling here tonight. I said the swine got sense enough to not live with foul spirits. And how many of us are living in conditions with foul spirits?
Jesus.
If there's one thing you need to know about Marcus Clark tonight, you cannot have a foul spirit in my presence. I do not allow foul spirits to be in my presence. Well, where did you get that from, Clark? I watched Jesus do it. He told those foul spirits, You can't, me and you can't occupy the same space. So you got to go. And he puts them in the swine. The swine, the lowest animal they have, but don't miss this now. Here's the economic impact. In Jewish custom, culture, and tradition, they wasn't supposed to be handling pork anyway. So you have to ask yourself the question, hold on, wait a minute. Where did these pigs come from in a Jewish region? Don't miss it. Because they were out there making money off the swine. Got it? So when they go, when the spirits go into the swine and the swine run off the cliff, that's money. their stock, their economy crashes because they lose all of their product. So when those people come running out the city to see what has happened, they're not concerned about that. They only come in to check on their money. Some people, you're only as good to them as worth to them. What can you generate for me? How much revenue can I make off of you? So make sure you know who's around you. I'm running. Here I am. Within verse 15, then they came to Jesus. Here it is. The man who had been crazy all his life, cutting himself with stones, screaming in the mountains, acting a fool, breaking chains, all that good stuff. It didn't ever bother nobody, right? They came up there to see it. Go to 15. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion. Here it is. They found him after he had his encounter with Jesus, after he had gotten up out of worship at the master's feet. The Bible says after Jesus got through working on that man in his heart, he was sitting and clothed in his right mind. The Bible says, and then they got afraid. Clark, did you read that backwards? I didn't read it backwards. What I read to you in your hearing from Mark chapter 5 was, according to the script, when you out here in the streets acting a fool, cutting up, killing folks, robbing folks, we have systems in place to bind you and handle you when you acting a fool. The text says the only time people really get afraid of you is when you're sitting and clothed in your right mind. That's when they don't know what to do with you. We don't have anything. We don't know what to do with you when you act like you got this world sent. Oh, but we got – the system is designed to handle you when you're out of control. But if you let the Lord take over your life, the Bible says they get afraid of you when you got a plan. When you submit to God, now they don't know what to do. Now they're trying to figure out, well, what are we supposed to do, because you're not living into the stereotype by which this system was designed. We built these jail cells based upon your third grade test scores. But if you start turning your life around and giving your life to the Lord, now what are we supposed to do? Our system is built upon fathers making babies but never understanding what it means to become a daddy and a father. But if you start sticking and staying and raising your family and being responsible and being accountable, then what are we supposed to do? If you start going home to take care of your family instead of being out in the club with your girls every night of the week and helping your children with their homework, then what are we supposed to do? Because the system is built control. The Bible says, but when you're sitting and clothed in your right mind, the Bible says, the system got afraid when they saw the demoniac delivered. That is my prayer tonight. My prayer is deliverance for you. My prayer is that God would deliver you from that out of controlness. I'm done. Thank you. Thank you, James. I'm closing here. The man says, the system is so powerful, the man says, Lord, you can't leave me here with these people. The man says, Lord, wherever you going, let me go with you. The man says, Lord, listen, you done delivered me. You done a great thing for me. But now, Lord, you can't leave me here with these people. They're going to kill me because you done messed up their money. He says, Lord, let me go with you. Jesus says, I did all this work in your life. I done set you free. I done delivered you. Son, you can't go with me. I got greater works to go do. But I tell you what you can do. You can go home. Oh, man, I wish I had some help in here.
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, he says you can go home, and when you get home, tell them what the Lord has done.
When
you get home, tell them what a wonderful change
come over
has come.
Yeah, yeah.
Come over me. Help me, somebody. When you get home, tell them a great change.
Yeah, great change.
Place in my life. Since I met Jesus,
yeah,
a wonderful change come over me. Thank you, James, man. I appreciate the invitation. Our prayer is that someone was helped on tonight. Our prayer is that something was shared that'll make your load lighter and that'll make your journey even better. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Marcus Clark, listen, you were truly a blessing to this platform on tonight. I like what you said. It's amazing how God works, because you did not know this, but I'm looking at the spiritual food for thought that I just gave to the listeners on tonight, and I always have a spiritual food for thought. And most of the time, it always ties in with the message. So in other words, tonight's spiritual food for thought came to us in the form of a question. Can God depend on you? Can God depend on you to help upbuild his kingdom? So like the message about that young man that Jesus healed and delivered and set free, and he wanted to go with Jesus because he knew what was going to happen if Jesus had left him there. So Jesus said, no, you can't go with me. You got a greater work. He said, greater works. But you're going to be, you go back and tell them people.
Yes.
And you show them how you once was, and now look at me, to tell them to look at me now. Look at you now. Let them know who did that. Let them know that God did that. He healed you. He delivered you, and he set you free. And that way God is going to get some glory out of your life. So I thank God for this message on tonight. I was blessed by it. I don't know about anybody else on tonight. I know that the listeners were blessed as well. Even some of those that are maybe incarcerated behind prison bars. And that's why I thank God for opening this door, that prisoners all over the United States that tunes into this website can be blessed by God's word. So this word was for everyone on tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Marcus Clark.
Thank you for having me, man.
You're quite welcome. And Lord be willing, I will have you back on again. Listen,
we look forward to it.
I'm committed to open the phone lines right now for those that have dialed in on tonight. I always like to give my listeners that dials in a chance to speak to my guest. They may have a question for you pertaining to your testimony or the word that you just shared with us on tonight, or they may just want to give you words of encouragement. So that's why I do allow the listeners to come forth on the live on this platform. I'm committed to open up the phone lines right now. We also know that we do have a lot of listeners that dials in, and sometimes they don't say anything, but I thank God for them for even taking time out of their schedule to dial in and be blessed by God's word. I do get feedback from some of the prisoners that's incarcerated behind prison bars, sometimes through my Facebook page. They are being blessed, they are being helped, and they are being inspired and encouraged through this platform. That's what I love about it. This is marvelous in our eyes what the God is doing through this worldwide platform. It's not about me, as I always say, and it's not about the guests. It's all about God being glorified. That's what it's all about, that souls are being saved. Backsliders are coming back to the fold, and the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through this platform. That's what this ministry is all about. The phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. If you have a question for Pastor Marcus Clark, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you can do so. I'm going to start with my cousin, Sister Marianne King, down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Sister Marianne King, I know that you're on the line. I see your number. Was you blessed by tonight's message?
I sure was. That was a real nice message, and you keep on keeping on, baby.
Thank you so much.
Listen, Mr. King, by chance, is Aunt Essie on the line with you tonight?
Yes, sir.
And I've enjoyed the word, and I can depend on Jesus, and I know he can depend on me. I just thank God for the word tonight. It was beautiful and well heard. And keep the work going.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to get them on first. From Greensboro, North Carolina, some of my family members from Greensboro, North Carolina, my cousin Marianne King, and also my aunt, Maggie May King, her sister, Lily Essie Tip. That was them speaking to you live from Greensboro, North Carolina on tonight. Listen, the phone lines are still open. I know that Gwen Walker from Historic St. James would have been on tonight, but I know that something has happened that she's not on the line tonight because she would definitely be open speaking to you live, Pastor Clark. But I know that she's going to go back later and pull up the website from tonight's show, Program Ministry, and she's going to listen to it, and she's going to give me a call to let me know how she enjoyed it. So right now the phone lines are still open for anyone else that have dialed in. If you were blessed by the testimony or the word, please let us know.
I've got to jump off of here because I got to get ready to minister the word on tomorrow. My dad is celebrating his pastor's anniversary, and so I want to say thank you again to you and your
Amen. Amen. Let your father know that we are praying for your father. He's still the pastor of New Rising Star Baptist Church on Mac, right?
The Abyssinian Church on Grand River.
Oh, he's on Grand River now. Oh, okay. So you was affiliated with New Rising Star on Mac.
Yes, sir.
In Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But we are praying for your father. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. And God bless you and your work that you're doing to upbuild God's kingdom. God bless you and your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. Be
blessed. You're quite welcome. God bless you. Amen. Listen, for those of you that just dialed in, even though Pastor Marcus Clark did have to leave the air on tonight because he is from Topeka, Kansas. He's here visiting to be with his father on tomorrow. But if you was blessed by the word on tonight, if you just got part of the word, if you was blessed by it, please let us know so that other listeners that are dialed in, they can be encouraged as well to continue to dial in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry platform. Anyone else? Anyone? Well, we still have a few minutes.
I'm blessed by the word.
Amen.
A change is going to come, and I thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word, letting us know that there's a change that's coming. And
yes.
I just want to see in him, in his absence of leaving, that God is going to continue to take him higher in him. And I thank God that you gave him the opportunity to come on your show to share this word. A change is going to come. So you can change your life.
Thank you so much, Sister Cheryl Goss. God knows we're still friends with you as well. Thank you so much for those encouraging words. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Praise the Lord. Well, in the meantime, I just want to say to the listeners, I do thank God for each one of you and know that I do pray for you all. I may not know you all personally. Some of you all I do know personal one-on-one, but a lot of you, because this is a worldwide ministry platform, and because it goes into the different prisons all over the United States, of course I do not know everyone, but I do pray for you all that God will give you all the desires of your hearts that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise. That's my prayer for the listeners that dials in and listens in to this worldwide ministry platform, that you will be blessed by the word, that you will be encouraged, that you will be inspired, and that you will grow through the word of God as you continue to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry platform. We're committed to close out for tonight, but listen, I want you all to know in advance, I have just locked in a young man from my church, from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. His name is Brother Kilo Wilson. Listen, he's only 12 years old. He has an anointing on his life that is so powerful. Our pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Harper Woods, Michigan, he allows this young man to every now and then deliver a word to the congregation at Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. This young man is on fire for the Lord, and he is not only a blessing to our church ministry, our fellowship, this young man is going to be a blessing to the world. He's not ashamed of the gospel. He's only 12 years old. So I asked his mother on last Sunday after service, would she allow her son to come on this worldwide ministry platform and deliver and share a testimony and deliver the word? This young man is so on fire. He is so excited about being my guest on this platform. So I have already locked him in for Saturday. Please mark your calendars. You may not have a January calendar for 2024 yet, but mark down somewhere where you don't forget. Saturday, January 13th. This 12-year-old from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church will be my special guest. He's going to share a powerful testimony, and he will deliver God's word on Saturday, January 13th. So please get the word out. So he is on fire, and I'm so excited. And his mother is so excited that I asked her to allow her son to be on this worldwide ministry platform. So we want to continue to pray for him in advance. Also, we want to continue to pray for Sister Vivian Gray of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, as her husband is undergoing a lot of different situations with his health. But we know God is still in control, and God still has the last word. So that's why we're going to continue to pray one for another. We want to continue to pray for my Uncle Malachi King down in Greensboro, North Carolina, his son, who is still also in the hospital, if I'm not mistaken, that he's still in the hospital. We know that God is a healer, and God has a way of getting our attention. God has a way of drawing us to him. My prayer is whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes. Even for people in my family, from the oldest to the youngest, on both sides of my family, I'm not afraid or ashamed to be a witness and tell people. I'm always praying that God would touch my family members, especially those that are not saved in Jesus' name, even those that have gone astray. Whatever it takes, Lord, draw them to you. They will give their life to Jesus Christ, and they will be saved in Jesus' name, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth so that their living won't be in vain. So I pray that you that have doubted and you that are listening, that you would have the same prayer for your family members, because God wants all of us to be saved. But thank God that he knew that everyone was not going to accept his son, Jesus Christ. That's why hell exists, because everyone is not going to go to heaven. Everyone is not going to be saved, and that's unfortunate. But God already knew that was going to happen. So there's only two places that you can go once you leave this earthly body. Your soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. It's going to be either hell or heaven. There's no in-between. Don't get it twisted. Don't be bamboozled by the enemy, because some people are going around thinking that there's an in-between. No, it's not. That's a trick of the enemy. That's a lie from hell, from the father of lies, Satan himself. So you're either going to spend eternity with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit throughout eternity, or you're going to spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire with the enemy, Satan, the devil. It's your choice. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight from, again, Pastor Marcus Clark, the pastor of Love Fellowship Church located in Topeka, Kansas, was on my special guest on tonight. I thank God for him and what God is doing in his life, and I thank God for you, the listeners. Continue to tune in and be blessed by this ministry, and I pray that God will continue to bless you all and grant you the desires of your heart that's going to continue to give him glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. We're getting ready to close out for tonight, but listen, on next Thursday night, we have none other than Pastor Frederick Chapman. He will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. Then we have Sister Biddy, Evangelist Biddy from Durham, North Carolina. She is the administrative assistant for Pastor Shirley Caesar. She will be delivering God's word on the second Saturday of this month, next Saturday. None other than, again, Evangelist Biddy, the administrative assistant for Pastor Shirley Caesar. She will be delivering God's word on this platform on next Saturday night. You definitely want to tune in and be blessed by her as well. So until the next time, continue to be blessed with the Lord. Know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what we have heard through your man of God on tonight, Pastor Marcus Clark. Continue to bless him, the works of his hands, his family, his ministry, and give him the desires of his heart, that continue to give the glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. Not only him, but everyone that faithfully dials in to this worldwide ministry platform, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, everyone that listens to this broadcast, continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. That's going to continue to give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we pray now, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in your name all over the land. Continue to bless the pastors and teachers that are delivering your word, that souls will be saved on tomorrow, backsliders will come back to the fold, and those that are built up, those will be built up and strengthened and edified that are saved in Jesus' name on tomorrow. We continue to pray for Israel. We continue to lift up Jerusalem. We continue to pray for Ukraine and all those that are experiencing war, rumors of war that has been provoked by the enemy. We continue to lift them up to you, that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
you.